Paivar is the way that Vedic knowledge has been given down from the beginning of time. First Paivar is Krishna Brahma. Brahma spoke to Narad, Narad spoke to Vyas, Vyas spoke to Sukadeva.
Same like Guru Parampara.
Parampara
in the sense not broken Parampara.
Paivar means, we say Parampara is descent of knowledge. Paivar is the line of gurus carrying that transcendental knowledge. The line of gurus begins with God. Just like Krishna says in the fourth chapter of Gita, evam parampara praptam imam rajarsa yovidu. Oh Arjuna, I spoke this knowledge to the sun god and all the rishis coming from the line of Suryadev, all the kings, Raja Rishis. So the Parivar is a family of gurus giving that transcendental knowledge to the Raman that Krishna initiated with his breathing, pani. Breathing of Vishnu was all Vedas. So the same breathing was manifested in the heart of Brahma by Krishna. Tene, Tene Brahma Yad Adi Kaviye. So in the heart he received transmission of knowledge. Parampara and Parivar are two parallel lines that are both unbroken. You should be able to trace your line of gurus back unbrokenly, consecutively trace it all the way back to Krishna or a form of Krishna. Dityananda is a form of Krishna. Advaitacharya is a form of Krishna. Gadadhara Pandit is Shakti Tavararani. So these are transcendental or origins. It's called Gaudiya Sampradaya. So, if you look at ISKCON, they have a line of gurus, but there's no connection. There's no Vansha connection. They call it Shiksha Parampara. That's a unique creation of their family, you can say. ISKCON Gaudiya Math family, which is called IGM. IGM Parivar.
Yes, IGM. Hardcore example for where it is distorted, where it is nothing.
Gorky Shore's guru is in a way to Parivar. Mm. Nandikishore Goswami. Mm. He's completely whited out of the parampara by Bhakti Santa Saraswati. Mm-hmm. He said he doesn't know the guru is guru. Mm. So that means either two things. He never met Gorky Shore. Or Gauri Kishore had a Mohan Bratan, which he didn't. He initiated someone else also. He initiated a few devotees, few disciples, Gauri Kishore. And the general consensus in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, Nanda Kishore Goswami, who's a Grihastha, was the Diksha Guru of Gauri Kishore. And so that means Gauri Kishore is the way to Parivar. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not the guru of Gauri Kishore and not the guru of Jagannath Das Babaji. The guru of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Vibhihari Goswami. So who is the line? Who's the unbroken line?
Okay. So Advaita Parivar, one, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Nityananda Parivar. So the conclusion is that.
So they you look at the different gurus and what they put as their line of gurus, they all have different lines. It's not one consecutive line.
Gaur Kishore Das Babaji goes to Advaita Parivar and Bhaktivinoda Thakur goes to Nityananda Parivar.
Through.
No, that is the conclusion.
Yeah, but there's different branches.
Okay.
Bhaktivinoda goes through Nanda Kishore Goswami. Mm. Jagannath Das Babaji is near another line to Nityananda.
Okay, I understood.
So they're all going different ways.
Now, what Advaita Prabhu teach and what Nityananda Prabhu teach? Will they teach different thing or same thing?
No, they teach the same. I said the knowledge is the same, the families are different. The guru lines are different.
I understood.
But they're unbroken.
Nityananda Prabhu, what is the difference, core difference between the teaching of Nityananda Prabhu and core difference between teaching of Advaita Prabhu? My question is now.
I already answered. I said the knowledge is the same.
Okay. So knowledge is the same then. Where is the problem then? The same thing is coming.
Because the Mahārāja, listen.
Prabhu is teaching the same thing about Chaitanya Prabhu. And Advaita Prabhu is teaching the same thing about Chaitanya Mahāprabhu.
You all listen, I'm going to start speaking. There's no problem, except the mantra should be spoken in unbroken lines. The mantra. Knowledge is one thing, mantra is another thing. The parivar is knowledge plus mantra. You're talking so much, you don't give me a chance to talk. Parivar is the transcendental knowledge of what Krishna consciousness, Shudharan, coming down through an unbroken line of mantra, diksha, guru, diksha, mantra, gurus. The diksha gurus, diksha guru means gives mantra. That Ajahn doesn't have. That's the difference. There's the way the Acharya gave his mantra to Jalamata, Jalamata gave it to Virachandra, Virachandra gave it to his disciple. It comes down to the way the Acharya gave the mantra to Krishna Mishra gave it, and then I have a line, everybody received a mantra from one above. So the same mantra that Bhagavan spoke is what I received from my guru, and I give to my disciple. That's called unbroken line of guru, shishya, diksha, parampara. And it's in a parivar. ISKCON doesn't have this.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I said?
Yeah, I understood. The mantra and the knowledge.